It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
In Mass.
You're not going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hour number two, Felger and Mass on an agenda-free Friday. Felger and Mass. Brought to you by DraftKings, simulcast NBC Sports Boston. Also, it being an agenda-free Friday, it is driven by the Bernardi Auto Group. You want to join the show, 617-779-0985. MLB, even though they've screwed up many a thing here, including how they're handling this season so far, as you're having outbreaks and pauses to teams, games, and season so far. Obviously, the Marlins have close to 20 staffers, obviously a lot of players, but coronavirus test, the positive tests, they're running rampant through that team. Cardinals, they have a couple of positive tests, so their series, or at least tonight's game against Milwaukee, that has been postponed. Feels like a mess. But baseball actually did get something right, I thought, Christian. It's Jim Murray in for Mike and Tony today. Kristen Arcand in for Mike and Tony, rather. MLB is preparing to cut doubleheaders to 7 innings. They came to this conclusion, they and the MLBPA, last night. Anything that makes the game shorter and faster, I am for. Period, end of story. So this is something I felt like, hey, all right, MLB got a rare decision correct.
Yeah, I think that's probably a good move. I'd say that Major League Baseball had an opportunity to do a lot of different things that they could have probably tried here in this shortened season with everything sort of being experimental. And I think this is probably the biggest one, I'd say, other than maybe the DH not being in the National League anymore. But other than that, I'd say this is probably the most noteworthy thing that they're doing. And I think it's fine. Doubleheaders are great. I like doubleheaders. I think they should keep doing them. But yeah, shorten them up a little bit and let's get more games in here and let's get it going. And I also think baseball would have been really smart to do what basketball and hockey's doing and stagger games more throughout the day. I think that was a big missed opportunity for them, and I feel like this is a step towards something more like that. If you have more doubleheaders, even if they're shorter, you can have more games throughout the day, which I think they really should have planned for in advance.
I find it very telling, too, that most people universally are happy with this, the seven-inning doubleheaders, but people that actually cover the game, like Howie Rose, who's the Mets play-by-play guy on the radio down in New York, tweeting just a short time ago, why the new MLB extra inning and doubleheader rules? Easy. The last two Mets games against the Red Sox, a good answer. 3 hours, 44 minutes, and 3:49 to play a nine-inning game is absurd. This is from the play-by-play guy. Too much downtime, walks, strikeouts, home runs, foul balls. How can they improve the pace of play when the ball is hardly ever in play? That's all capitalized, too, to make it like he's yelling. That's the guy who's the play-by-play guy for the Mets. So, everyone's just tired of these games going around 4 hours. You can't do it. You got to change the game. The product mostly stinks. So you want to join in on any of that kind of conversation, too, anything baseball-related, have at it, 617-779-0985. In fact, let's take a baseball call from Harry in North Andover. Harry! Hello. You're next here on Felger and Mass.
Hey.
Yes?
Hey, how we doing?
Good,
hey,
go ahead.
Good. How are you? No Mike, no Tony?
Nope.
Jim Murray.
All right, she's like, it's not a hard thing to do. If you listen with any regularity, whether it's this show, it's Jones and Arcand at night, any of the shows,
we let the callers go on forever.
You should know how to be a caller. You get right to it. You want to have some grab ass first, say hello, say shout out someone, have at it. But don't sit there, no Mike, Tony. Yeah, no. You know, they're going to the bench today. You get me, Jim Murray, Kristen Arkand. Okay, you want to try back again? Have at it, Jesus,
or don't.
Kobe and Taunton with the Red Sox thought. Go ahead, Kobe.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Excellent.
I was just calling. You guys talking about putting a tarp behind home plate because you know it's kind of depressing just looking behind that all the empty seats. Do you think about them putting like a giant green screen back there and maybe showing some old footage during the games of like old fans or maybe even throwing cameras in those seats behind there and people can live stream from that? It's a good idea.
It's a good idea until a foul ball breaks the green screen, right?
If you mean it. Almost like it's like the Zoom fans that you've seen in the NBA bubble. Maybe. Yeah. I mean, they do have all the netting behind there. Something. They got to do something with those empty seats behind home plate at Fenway. It's too jarring to look at. Overall, though, I think the broadcasts have looked good. I think they've sounded good. Are you pro fake crowd noise, by the way, or
yes.
Anti?
Oh, definitely pro. I think you got to do it right, obviously. If it's way off, then that's going to be a problem. But it just the silence and my own thoughts, I never like that. I always prefer a din of some kind.
Yeah, there's got to be, and especially in that sport, too. And I remember Chris Gasper, who will be in just about an hour here with his normal 4 o'clock spot on Felgren Mez on Fridays. He said he was at the first scrimmage, the inter-squad scrimmage, a few Thursdays back, and said, like, well, you think this game is boring with fans. Try it without. Like, oh, my God. So imagine how those guys are having a hard time concentrating, just being out there. It doesn't make it right, but I could totally understand it. Tom and Quincy, you are next here on Felgren Mez, another Red Sox though. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you? You feel a little bit better about your team after two straight wins?
Jim, you know what? I do. It hasn't been pretty, obviously, so far. I am happy, though, because, I mean, if they dropped a couple more to the Mets this season, would have just been a wash for me, I think. But going into New York, it's nice to have a couple games in a row that, you know, you pulled a win out. Mets gave you one the other night, but yesterday they won that one. Luckily for them, this weekend, Lodge Garrett Cole. I think he got Tanaka on Saturday.
Yeah, but it's Jordan Montgomery tonight, Tanaka tomorrow, and James Paxton on Sunday.
Yeah, I think it was Paxton on Sunday. So I mean, you dodge Cole. So I'm optimistic. At least take one while you're down there. I would love to see three, obviously, but I'm not that. You know, I'm not stupid, so I'm hoping for the best possible outcome I can, and I just think Cole not being involved in this weekend is a win no matter what.
Thanks, Tom, and enjoy it. I have to think, regardless, even if they get waxed by New York this weekend, because the Yankees 4-1. I mean, they are one of, if not the prohibitive favorite to win the World Series in the shortened season. They're stacked. You got to feel a little bit better, I would think, as a Red Sox fan, at least going into the weekend, having them just win these last couple of games in New York against the Mets. And, yeah, they kind of stole one on the first game at Citi Field. But at least it was, you know, it felt like more like a real baseball game in the way that they won that. And the Mets doing Mets things, leaving the bases loaded in the ninth inning. I have to think, even if you weren't feeling great after the way that this week had looked after the opener last Friday, Christian, like, hey, you get a little bit of wind in your sails, right? Yeah, two straight wins. Feel a little bit better going into the series with the Yankees?
I don't feel any better about the series with the Yankees. I feel better about the team, I guess, because I think Nathan Eovaldi's a guy, if he stays healthy, that you can rely on to give you 5 or 6 good innings once a week. I don't feel really all that much better about Martin Perez. He was good yesterday, but I still think he blows. And with Ryan Weber, Zach Godley, and who's the other one? Matt Hall, I think, is pitching on Sunday. I don't expect that. And, I mean, yeah, it's Yankee Stadium. The Red Sox should score runs, but they're going to be going against real major league pitching, and the Yankees aren't. So I think that series is not going to go well. Then again, you know, it's baseball. It's random by nature anyway. I think this is going to be a real sort of tell for the future here. Was it just a bad week to start for these pitchers? Is there anybody that Chaim Bloom picked out that can actually go out there and give you innings or start a game and then the relievers come in? You know, that's sort of Chaim Bloom's thing. That was Tampa's thing. So I'd like to see if they can squeeze out a win that way against the Yankees, but I'm not betting on it, I'll tell you that.
Larry and Lynn with the Red Sox thought. You're next here on Felgren Mez on an agenda-free Friday.
Hi, guys. I just need some clarification, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Everybody, I think, agrees that the time of a baseball game is much too long. And I'm not going to disagree. But what I don't understand, if you guys can help me clarify, football, which is just about everybody's favorite sport, is a 60-minute game that takes 3.5 hours. Mm-hmm. Basketball is a 48-minute game that takes 2.5 hours. And hockey is a 60-minute game. That takes 2.5 to 3 hours. Baseball's the only game that doesn't have a time limit. So what's the problem here?
I think you just said it, didn't you?
Yeah.
It's the only game without a clock. Yeah. It can go on forever. That's the problem. And those other games are exciting. They're fast-paced and fun. Football takes forever, but at least guys are beating the crap out of each other and running, you know? I mean, it's a totally different thing.
I wouldn't have as big of an issue with the length of games in Major League Baseball if they just put the effing ball in play. And that's, you know, so I read that Howie Rose tweet, who's the, again, play-by-play guy for the Mets, who was happy that the doubleheader rules have changed now to 7 innings. Talking about the last couple of games against the Red Sox. Last two Mets games, 344, 349 to play a 9-inning game. It's absurd. Too much downtime. And that's what it is. This is where I agree with him. And people that, you know, kind of get on the game right now for what it's turned into. Walks, strikeouts, home runs, foul balls. That's the game. The ball's never in play. If you put the ball in play, I could live with it. If there was more excitement, more action, like you see, you know, like you get in the NBA, like you get in football, like you get in hockey, even soccer, I could live with it. You know, just do something. There's just too much standing around and nothing in baseball. That's what makes me crazy.
Yeah, it is annoying. And I do agree with him generally, but that game, the 6-5 win, there were a lot of hits in that game. There was like 23 hits in that game. So, I mean, I agree with him overall, but that's a weird sort of example to use when there actually were a lot of hits and a lot of balls put in play. But, yeah, that game last night, that 4-2 game, a lot of sitting around, a lot of walks, especially with Martin Perez. He was walking everybody and still ended up getting the win. So I could see it in that one. But the game before, they were knocking the ball around.
Patriots opt-outs. We have Cam Newton showing up to Gillette Stadium. Bill Belichick is going to talk in just about 15 minutes, according to schedule. We'll see. The Celtics start up tonight, 6 o'clock against Milwaukee. The Bruins looking like ass for the most part, especially in that first period. Their exhibition last night as they get set to return for real on Sunday against Philadelphia. All the things from the week on the table. You want to join us here on an agenda-free Friday. Couple open lines, 617-779-0985 is the number. We'll get to some of your calls coming up next here on Felger and Mass.
Felger and Mass.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Felger Mass.
Okay, when you call and say two things, three things, you're going to have to wait for me to reach for a pen.
Number one.
And then I'm going to have to write it down.
Because they know how to build winning relationships.
I, for one, am not smart enough to keep two or three things in my head.
Felger Mass.
So we prefer just a single thought.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I can't really speak on those guys. You know, I know a lot of guys are thinking, you know, it's a scary situation. You know, and you know, whatever they decide, then that's on them. I can't really speak for them, but, you know, like I said, everyone has different situations. You know, some people don't have people at high risk in their household or, you know, around them, you know, so it's a little different, you know. So, I mean, hopefully, whatever they do, they make the right decision that's going to keep their family healthy, keep them healthy, and, you know, be safe, you know. So, I mean, we'll see. That's going to come out, you know, eventually. We've got a couple more days.
Patriot safety Patrick Chung on CBS Sports a few days back talking about his opt-out and whether or not there could be more Patriots players opting out. on, well, between now and Monday, when any player in the NFL has to tell the league, hey, I don't want to deal with this freaky COVID season. It's Felger and Maz, 98.5 of Sports, up Agenda Free Friday. It's Jim Murray and Kristen Arcand in for Mike and Tony today. So you have Patrick Chung, linebacker Dante Hightower, which that was the one that was like, wow, holy crap. Right tackle Marcus Cannon, running back Brandon Bolden, fullback Danny Vitale, who was last with the Green Bay Packers. Najee Torin, who, you know, is just a depth piece. No disrespect to him. But it's six guys that all opt out in like a 24-hour period earlier this week. It's fueling conspiracy theories, Arcand, like, oh, Belichick has a plan. This isn't them tanking, win never for Trevor. It's just a restructuring, if you will. Like, I don't believe any of that. I do think it's just as simple. It can sometimes just be as simple as what it is. And it's about concerns about catching COVID, bringing it home, spreading it to the family. A guy like Marcus Cannon, who had a pre-existing condition, had dealt with cancer about a decade ago. Like, it can just be that simple. But just looking at it from fan standpoint, team standpoint, do you look at the team and just say, well, now they're screwed? Did you have position concerns anyway? Like I did about linebacker, even with Dante Hightower there. Yeah. I think it's Hightower, Juwan Bentley, and like a lot of question marks. Maybe, you know, Anfernee Jennings, who they draft out of Alabama, or Josh Uche. You know, these guys pan out. But based on the last like three or four drafts before that, don't feel great about it. So now I'm legitimately worried about Patriots at linebacker with Hightower out this year. Do you look at the team and feel a certain sort of way about them now?
Yeah, I think that you have to look at them that way because you've essentially removed two veteran guys out of that defense, which was the strength of the team last year for the first eight or nine games anyway, and then, you know, nothing was good after that. But yeah, especially in the case of Dante Hightower, who I heard you and Mike and Tony talking about this, he's your green dot. He's your quarterback of the defense. That's a guy who Bill trusts, I think, implicitly to go out there and keep everybody in line in the front seven. Maybe in the secondary, it's more of a McCourty thing, or, you know, there's more veterans out there. Patrick Chung, I don't think, was ever really that guy. I think it was more McCourty in the secondary, but Chung's gone. There are a couple guys that I feel like are more likely to replace him and maybe Wally Pipp him there, the kid Duggar and the kid they got from the Chargers there, Adrian Phillips. So,
yeah.
You know, there's at least some more bodies there. But you're right, at the linebacker position, outside of those rookies, there's really nothing. I mean, it's Shalik Calhoun and that's it. I mean, Juwan Bentley, who I thought was going to be good his rookie year, and then last year he dropped off a lot. And other than that, I don't really know who you even dress and put out there. I don't know who's ready to go. I don't know what any of them look like. And if Bill's going to try and rebuild his defense from the middle out like that, he's going to be relying very heavily on a couple of linebackers who were not first-round picks. So, you know, I wish him the best in terms of getting that all together, but I don't feel great about it. I don't know how you could.
Yeah, I mean, Bentley's had the green dot before when Hightower's gone down, but again, like just from a depth standpoint, you know, John Simon's a nice role player. Chase Winovich was mostly a special teamer last year, made a few plays and popped. Like, I don't know, like maybe he has a good season. I just think you're asking a lot on a lot of young guys, and it's going to be a bigger ask now that there's no preseason either, you know, so there's going to be less reps. Like, I don't feel great about linebacker. I didn't feel great about it even with Dante Hightower there. And now that he's opted out, not good at all. Bill Belichick is scheduled to speak coming up in less than 10 minutes, so we'll be carrying that here and on the simulcast on NBC Sports Boston as well. In the meantime, back to your calls at 617-779-0985 on an agenda-free Friday here on Felger and Maz. Greg in Lincoln on the start of the NBA season last night. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, guys. A couple takeaways from the game last night. You know, Lonzo Ball had 4.5 months to fix his shot, and that thing is still as broken as can be. I think he put up 4 points. And is there a more useless big man than Rudy Gobert? That guy's 7-1 and the embodiment of big for nothing. It's like, wow. And on the weird screen with the HD and zoomed in, he really looks even more useless.
Yeah, I truthfully didn't watch much of the Utah-New Orleans game until the end. The latter game, Lakers-Clippers, watched a lot of that. I'm just happy that it's back, Arcand.
Yeah, Rudy Gobert is a two-time defensive player of the year. Like, he's more than just big. Like, he's a pretty good player. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't care if I'm looking at any useless player. Put a Zeller out there. I'll watch him. I don't care, as long as it's real.
Put a Plumlee out there. See what happens.
Nick and Alston on Gordon Hayward. Go ahead, Nick.
Long-time fan, first-time caller, so excuse my nerves. I'm just going to see what you guys' takeaways are about this Gordon Hayward jersey issue where he's wearing this education reform jersey. Was he doomed with the moment this became an option, or what is your guys' take on that?
So fill me in on this, Arcand. You also live on these internet streets.
Sure do.
did Anna Horford get mad about this or something? Is that what's happening? Is that
I don't know exactly.
I assume yes, Jim, because she gets angry about everything.
All right. So I follow a few people that were like all mad about this because, you know, there's a lot of the jerseys have been changed, you know, in an effort to promote social justice and Black Lives Matter, and completely understandable. Gordon Hayward, I think it was Anna Horford that got mad that it says education reform on his jersey. You know who else had on that on their jersey? Markieff Morris, right?
He had his brother, yeah.
Yeah.
And a guy in the Jazz, too. I forget who, but yeah.
So, I mean, wouldn't you like to see that change too? I don't know. That's all I know. I don't know what the true genesis of the beef is. Did Anna Horford maybe take it as like Gordon Hayward isn't taking Black Lives Matter as seriously? I don't know. Again, I really believe it. You write the tweet the word the, you're gonna piss someone off. You're kicking a nest of hornets on that effing website.
Here's what happened, and this is unfortunate, but this is the way it went down. A lot of players all throughout the league got education reform on their jerseys, and that is actually something that does affect, you know, all sorts of different communities. So it's not necessarily one thing or the other when it comes to the Black Lives Matter movement. I think those things are sort of intertwined in a lot of ways, and a lot of people feel strongly about it. The problem is, and problem I use loosely here, is that Gordon Hayward's one of the only white guys on the team, and he was one of the only ones that didn't write anything about equality or Black Lives Matter or something along those lines, so people thought he was making a statement, kind of like with Tuca and the BPD hat, to a lesser extent, I would say. But no, I don't think he was. I don't think that there's anything to read into it. I think that he was using something that a lot of other people ended up using too. It just sort of looks differently because he's one of the few white players on the Celtics, and just about everybody else had something a little bit more specific to Black Lives Matter, and that's all that was. I don't think there's much of a story there.
Well, now I'm caught up. That was a hell of a summary. Thank you. Yeah, it just, again, like, it just shows you, like, everyone's just mad about everything. Everyone's lost their minds, and I get it. Worst time ever. This COVID time is just, wow. So I shouldn't be surprised at anything. Anyone getting mad about whatever. Let's go to Kenny and the Cape on the MLB doubleheaders that have been reduced to 7 innings. Your thoughts, Kenny?
No, I like it, and I really like the extra inning rule. At first, I thought it was gimmicky, but I definitely think there's some strategy to it. And it eliminates just some guy coming up in the bottom of the 15th just trying to jack one out. And then, Christian, I'm not being argumentative, but you said this week that you think that the MLB or MLB could have pulled off a bubble. Just give me the logistics. What would you do if you're picking 3 cities, 6 cities? Thanks, guys.
I would have gone with the places where you already have spring training, you know, the Grapefruit League and the Cactus League, Arizona and Florida. That's what they were talking about doing early on. And then they decided, no, we'll be fine. We can travel. And I think that was a big miscalculation. I think they could have done it in Florida and Arizona, where they have all these facilities already for all these teams that sort of personalized. And there would have been problems, you know, obviously there's going to be problems everywhere. There's problems with Orlando. And obviously Arizona and Florida aren't two good places to try and do anything right now. But I think that would have made more sense than trying to travel all over the country. Like, of course.
Yeah, and so I'm trying to read into what this Cardinals outbreak and where this may have started. I mean, the Marlins one, that's kind of obvious, right? And hasn't it basically been sort of loosely reported at this point anyway that started because a few players went out in Atlanta when the Marlins had a couple of scrimmages against the Braves prior to the restart of the season. They went out in Atlanta. Couple of guys caught it, then they spread it through the team. Like, it really does. I do believe in the personal responsibility aspect of this, whether you're a professional athlete or just, you know, regular Joe citizen. Like, just try to do the right thing and prevent getting it so you won't spread it. Pretty simple, you would think. But the more you travel, you know, the more risk you're taking. So I just think, I mean, look, if the Cardinals got it just by happenstance, like, it just proves that MLB has screwed this up, and it feels like they should have done some sort of bubble thing like they were initially talking about. It's a great point. They were initially talking about just doing this where they have the Cactus League and the Grapefruit League, Arizona and Florida. That shouldn't have been so hard. At least you contain these guys, and they're not traveling all over the place and you know, putting themselves at risk. And this is my opening take today. The only reason I'm truly interested in that story and what has happened here is you have more postponements today in Major League Baseball. Cardinals, Brewers postponed tonight because of that spread there with St. Louis. Is the NFL watching? The NFL know what's going on here? Are they keeping track of this? Because they too should be thinking about a bubble, because that's the one sport I truly care about, the one product I truly care about, like most Americans. I want football back this fall. I don't want it being screwed up. They should consider a bubble of some sort. They really should. Because otherwise, I know it's less travel, it's one game a week, but still, why put yourself at risk? The NFL should have a bubble. 617-779-0985, the number if you want to join us on an agenda-free Friday. Bill Belichick, head coach of the Patriots, is scheduled to speak. We'll try to get to that. Well, hopefully it'll be coming up here in the next few minutes. But first, we'll get to the headlines with Arcan on Felgrim Nest.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150 win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
By and large, we don't remember the last segment.
Felger and Mass.
I mean, I don't remember what I said last segment. I don't remember what I said 60 seconds ago.
Felger and Mass.
We don't remember who we are or what we said last week. Yeah, but Felger, I'm the highlight of your show.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub, simulcast NBC Sports Boston. Jim Murray and Kristen Arcan in for Mike and Tony today. Joint Patriots head coach Bill Belichick's first press conference via Zoom in 2020 in progress.
That's really number one on the priority. As of Monday, we'll be moving into a kind of a phase one of our offseason program. I feel like this is a little bit of a combination between March, when we sign our free agents, and even though we've talked with them and met with them virtually, we still, some of them haven't, you know, we haven't had a face-to-face in-person meeting, and also kind of a combination of rookie minicamp, first minicamp after the draft where the rookies come in and, you know, start to join the veterans. So this is going to be a little bit of a combination of that. We have a break-in period here where the players can begin to train and acclimate themselves to conditioning and so forth, getting ready for the football season, and that'll gradually ramp up into training camp. But for a while here, we're, I'd say, again, very much in a start of the off-season program, rookie mini camp type of state, and we'll, you know, move through that at the pace that we can. And then, you know, in a couple of weeks, close to a couple of weeks, I'd say that, you know, we'll actually be in training camp. So that's what it is. And we're prepared for that. The players have done an excellent job of, you know, coming back virtually, of course, to this point, but coming back and, you know, staying on top of a lot of the information we gave them in the spring. And I think we'll be able to, you know, move forward when we get the opportunity on the field, football-wise. Not training, that'll start this week, but from a football standpoint, that'll, you know, it'll be a little while here, but I think we'll be ready to go when it's time to kick in. So really no, you know, no evaluations of really much of anything. I think this is, again, a period that we, you know, get the players ready to go, both schematically, terminology, all that, physically with our training. And then, you know, once we get out on the field, then we'll, you know, we'll start to see how it's coming together. So, but right now, that's in the future, but it's not in the near future. So it's kind of the update for now.
We have a lot of people that want to ask questions. I'm going to apologize in advance. We're going to limit this to about 10 or 15 minutes. We'll start with Phil Perry, followed by Mike Reese. Go ahead, Phil.
Thanks, Stacey. Bill, I just wanted to ask you, you had six players who decided to opt out earlier this week for the 2020 season. What was your reaction to that when you heard the news that those players were deciding not to play?
Yeah, well, I respect all of them, and I respect all the players on our team. We all have to make decisions, and you know, I talked to those guys, and they explained their situation, and you know, they had to make the decision that was best for them, and I totally respect and support it 100%.
It sounds like, Bill, there's going to be an opportunity for players to continue to make a decision one way or another over the course of the next week. Are you anticipating more players deciding to opt out, or are you thinking that the players you have now will be the ones that you're moving into the season with?
Yeah. Well, again, Phil, I think everybody's got to make their own individual decisions on that. And, you know, they have to weigh their own situation. Each one of us is unique, and we all have different lives, situations, families, environments, and so forth and so on. So there's no two situations that are the same. Everybody will have to make their own decision on that. And, you know, I have no way of, you know, my crystal ball is kind of cloudy right now, so I have no idea what, you know, what will happen along those lines. You know, I think everybody in the league, every team in the league, every player, every coach, you know, everybody in the league is involved in that, you know, to some degree. And so we'll just have to see how it turns out.
Thanks, Bill.
Next question is Mike Reese, followed by Mike Petraglia.
Hey, Bill, I think the question everyone's curious about this offseason is that when you were sitting on that bench in Connecticut filming that commercial, what was the sandwich?
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's one of their super dupers or whatever. But, yeah, you know, I haven't ever done anything like that. I think, you know, we mentioned it on the BBF website, but, you know, it's kind of a difficult environment to raise funds now for charities, foundations.
Yeah, I don't know.
So
I think it's one of their super duper or whatever, but,
you know, this is an opportunity to spend a day to you know, be able to fund the initiatives that we have in the foundation for student athletes and the various sports programs that are, I would say, in a little tougher shape than maybe what they normally are, you know, financially from an opportunity standpoint. So appreciate the opportunity that Subway gave me, gave the foundation, the support that they gave us. And yeah, it was a fun commercial to do. And everybody loves sandwiches, so hopefully we'll be okay with it. I know I'm going to get killed in the rookie shows on this. I know that's going to happen, but I'll just have to swallow it.
On a team note, I was curious what appealed to you to bring Cam Newton to the team. And at this time of year, in the past couple decades, there hasn't been too much of a question as to who will play quarterback for you. How are you approaching that specific spot this year?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, that spot's the same as all the other spots on the team. You know, we got a long way to go, and, you know, we'll see how things turn out. You know, I can't control how players perform. That's up to them. We'll give everybody an opportunity and, you know, see what happens. So, I don't know.
Specific to Cam, what appealed to you with him just to bring him aboard?
Yeah, well, things worked out. We spent, you know, quite a bit of time with Cam, and, you know, he spent quite a bit of time with us. I think it was some, you know, mutual interest, and we spent quite a bit of number of different people and number of different conversations, and, you know, just trying to see how the fit would be. And, And it was very positive on our end, and I'm glad it worked out.
Now, Mike Petraglia, followed by Mike Giardi. Go ahead, Mike.
Bill, and I'm going to pull a page out of the Mike Reese playbook here and ask you about the face covering. If there's any story behind that, it looks like it's nautical or a lighthouse of some sort.
Oh, it's one of the sankity gators. Yeah.
Nice. All right. And with that out of the way, I wanted to ask you about the lack of preseason games and how that is going to provide a distinct challenge for you and the staff, because obviously in the past you've used those games to help evaluate player, game ready players. You don't have that this year.
Right. Yeah. Well, we'll just have to take advantage of our practice opportunities and create as much, combination of competition to evaluate the players and also situations to get our players ready to play in regular season games and combine those things as we go forward. So it'll be a little different setup. But, Mike, that's what college teams do every year. I think ever since, the beginning of college football back in, I don't know about all the way back when Rutgers started in the 1870s, but that's the way it's been. You go to camp for 3 weeks and then you start the season and there are no preseason games and you evaluate your team and you get ready to play. And that's what all college football teams do. And so, I don't think it's anything that's, revolutionary here. This is just, we haven't done it that way in a National Football League for a while, but and I certainly haven't done it that way. I haven't coached in college, but as a college player and growing up around college programs, I can remember, those periods of time leading up to the start of the season and, teams had their scrimmages or, whatever you want to call them and ways to prepare their team and at the same time evaluate the players. And, it's a process that certainly goes into the early part of the season. And, that's, this is just football. That's all. I don't really see it any differently.
Mike Giardi followed by Megan O'Brien.
Afternoon, Bill. I'm just curious, because of the nature of this offseason and not being able to actually get on the field, did that also help sort of direct you in Cam's vicinity and sort of continue those conversations because you know what his resume is and how long he's been in the league and how long he's done it at a relatively high level?
Yeah. I don't know. It wasn't that way. So, I don't know. I don't know if it had been differently, if it would have happened differently. I don't know. I don't see why it would have, but I'm not sure.
Did it make it more difficult to in particular with Jarrett to evaluate where Jarrett is after his first year? Because again, there are 400 to 500 reps in the off season that got missed.
Yeah, well, everybody missed those. So, that's what it is. It's the same for everybody. And that's the way it went this year. And it's the way it went in 2011. Some years are different than other years. And, there's nothing we can do about that. We can't change it. So we just try to make the most out of every opportunity that we get going forward. That's all we can do. And, the meetings were beneficial for all of us, for the players and the staff. And, we have a couple new staff members, but just, kind of bringing things together. I felt like we did what we could do. We got a lot out of the opportunities that we had. They were different than being able to go on the field and practice. No question about that. But again, that's what it was. So that's, we try to take advantage of that and we'll continue to do that. When we get opportunities, we'll try to use them the best we can.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. We'll cut it there. We'll continue on NBC Sports Boston on the simulcast, but we'll cut out of that. There is Patriots head coach Bill Belichick via Zoom. What a time to be alive, Christian Arcand. It's Bill Belichick on Zoom being asked about sandwiches. It's a wild time that we're living here. It's Felger and Mazz, 98.5, the Sports Hub, an agenda-free Friday. Bill Belichick is, I got to say, he's a little more human and personable than usual, but had some interesting things to say when asked about the sandwiches.
Chill Bill's obviously had something.
Yeah, the Subway commercial by Mike Reese of ESPN Boston. The quotes, my favorite quotes that came out of that. Everybody loves sandwiches. I'll just have to swallow it. We will have those clips forevermore. I'll just have to swallow it.
Got that one of those super dupers.
Repurposed time and time again. But he did touch on Cam Newton, and we'll, have this thing go on. If anything else good comes out of it, we'll replay some of that. But Bill Belichick will continue to speak. In the meantime, we'll pause here, come back, get into our long commercial-free segment, and welcome in Chris Gasper of WCVB-TV as well here on Agenda Free Friday on Felger and Mass.
Felger and Mass. Sports. Boston's home for sports. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
You can listen to Felger and Mass on your phone with the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
Frankly, it's what we deserve. We're a nation of idiots.
Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub, an agenda-free Friday driven by the Bernardi Auto Group. Jim Murray and Kristen Arkin in for Mike and Tony today. Bill Belichick continuing to speak on the simulcast on NBC Sports Boston. We had a dropout. I mean, if anything interesting pops up, we'll replay it. Anything stand out to you, though, in terms of the 10 minutes that we did air, Christian? I mean, he was asked about Cam Newton. Said he's. We spent quite a bit of time with Cam. It was mutual interest. I'm glad it worked out. But that spot is still the same as all the other spots in the team. We have a long way to go. So I don't want to believe that there's any kind of competition between Cam Newton, as long as he's healthy.
Right.
You always have that caveat. Him and Jared Stidham and Brian Hoyer. But do you feel like that's not just lip service from Belichick? There really is going to be a competition.
Yeah, I think he's going to present it that way. I think that's how he's going to run his camps, is if everybody gets a chance at it. And I think that, you know, with a guy like Cam Newton, who should win the job, I don't think that there's any reason why he shouldn't. But if he can't, then you can't set him up for all that and say, yep, Cam's the guy. Sorry, Jared, you're not going to get it this year. And then all of a sudden you have to turn to Jared Stidham and he's, you know, been relegated to the bench. Now, that shouldn't matter, but I do think that they were early on trying to treat Stidham with a little bit more kid gloves, and then when Newton became available, they blew all that out. That being said, I believe him when he says that there was a lot of interest that went back a long way, because you remember back in April when Vegas went crazy with all the Cam Newton odds of him going to the Patriots. Yeah. That was like the number one on the list there. I believe that's when they started these talks, and then either the Patriots didn't want him or Newton said, yeah, thanks for the interest, but my price is still too high for you guys. I'll talk to you in a couple months, maybe, if it comes down. And I think that's probably what happened. I think the price came down enough that they were able to reach an agreement. So I believe him when he says that. As far as, you know, a real competition, I don't think there's going to be. I don't think there's going to be a need for one. But if there is, then, yeah, I think that it'll be just like any other position here with Bill Belichick and these Patriots.
Yeah, I think it just comes down to it's Cam Newton against himself. You know, yeah. As long as he looks like Cam Newton close to a couple of years ago, then the job is going to be his. If he can no longer play, the arm is dead, not as lively as it once was, the foot thing is still an issue, then that's it. You know, there really, really will be a competition, and one of those guys, likely Stidham, will beat him out, and I refuse to acknowledge Brian Hoyer as one of those guys. I said, you know, before we went to the commercial break, I thought that Belichick felt a little bit more human and personable in that Zoom press conference thing. I just mean that in how he answered when he was asked about the opt-outs.
Right.
So saying the number one thing is safety,
And I talked to those guys. They explained their situation. I respect and support it 100%. I don't think he was being... he was being truthful there. Like, I don't think there was any kind of weird tone or anything like that. I think that's just the answer. Look, we're living in a weird, unprecedented time. These guys are truly concerned about it. They have loved ones at home that they're concerned about bringing that bug home to. And that's it. So what's Bill supposed to say? Like, I think he said the right human thing there.
Yeah, and I haven't heard any coach or anybody at all really saying, oh, I can't buy, I'm going to be real upset if any of my players opt out. That would be so tone deaf and they'd get killed for it. So, yeah, even if Bill feels that way, and I'm not saying he does, because everything he said publicly, even before this conference call today, has leaned towards that general sentiment of, yeah, whatever these guys want to do is fine. I support them 100%. We'll see if that actually is still the case when, you know, the season's over and their contracts are up and maybe they're taking up too much room on the salary cap. But as of now, I believe him. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, and that I don't think that there's any kind of, I think it's more from a national standpoint. Like, we played some of the clips of Colin Cowherd of FS1 yesterday on this show. Like, he thinks that there's no, it's not a win never for Trevor, it's not tank for Trevor Lawrence, but it's a restructuring. Like, no, I don't think it's anything like that. Like, it's just they got hit with a lot of these names, and I think if it's anything, if there is a sliver of conspiracy, for lack of a better term, it's that the Patriots are victims of their own success. When you look at guys like Dante Hightower and Patrick Chung and Marcus Cannon, they've been here, they've accomplished so much, they've won rings, plural. What the hell else is there to accomplish? If you feel like you've lived up to your football potential, you look at this season as weird, or you're afraid of the virus, well, the hell with it. I'm going to sit this one out, and maybe I'll see you in 2021, or maybe I won't. Maybe I'll just call it a career. And I'm not going to damn a guy for that. 617-779-0985, the phone number to join us on an agenda-free Friday. You can join us with Chris Gasper, who is going to be coming in just a couple of minutes. He's already here, not arriving late, the best-dressed man in sports media in Boston. He'll be in next. Chris Gasper, WCVB-TV, and we will talk to him right after the Sports Up headlines with Christian Arcand.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline ma.org.